Chapter 25, Love, the Command to Love. Judaism, you shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Christianity, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Islam, paradise will be occupied by those who love one another for God's sake, those who sit together for God's sake, and those who visit one another for God's sake. Buddhism, whatever happiness is in the world has arisen from a wish for the welfare of others. Whatever misery there is has arisen from indulging selfishness. Hinduism, O Arjuna, the best type of yogi is he who feels for others, whether in grief or pleasure, even as he feels for himself. Taoism, the supreme good is like water, which nourishes all things without trying to. It is content with the low places that people disdain. That is like the Tao. Native American spirituality. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. We did not weave the web of life. We are merely a strand in it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. Chief Seattle. This chapter describes the healing principle of love from the mystic traditions of Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, and Sufism. It describes God's love as the great healer and our purpose on this earth to learn how to love when we do not. Some readers will find it refreshing that a healing and pain management model speaks to God's love, as this concept is already a part of their belief systems, if not their central premise. Others will find this discussion unacceptable, even toxic. Recall this advice from Chapter 3. Take what you need and leave the rest. Nuke offensive language and substitute your own. If you don't believe in God, let alone God as love, ignore this term and instead substitute spiritual qualities, healing qualities, the Tao, the Way, the Great Spirit, compassion, or any other term that gives you traction. The main point is to expand healing power inside. Some of the great books and teachers describe this power as divine love. Please read on and use whatever term is most acceptable to you. The cosmic purpose of life. The grand plan. The purpose of life is love. The grand plan for each individual and the human race is evolution of consciousness toward higher realms of love and service. The universe is set up as a school, our teacher, the God of love. The lesson plan is simple. We are on this earth school to learn how to love when we do not. A cosmic game of choice. God sets up her school of life where we learn critical lessons that propel our evolution towards love. The most important discovery is that God has invented a cosmic game of choice. We can use our free will to choose love or something else. Our troubles are the result of poor choices. We move in the right direction when we choose love. The compassionate way. Lack of love is a fundamental cause of our problems. The solution is love. We are to follow the path of kindness and compassion, thereby becoming love itself. When we learn how to love, we fulfill life's purpose. The entire setup of creation intends this to happen. All events point in this direction. An insatiable drive. As described in Step 1, the core drive, We have an insatiable drive for unconditional love. We must have it. In the beginning, we look to family, friends, and lovers to satisfy our craving for perfect love. We all start here. However, human love can only satisfy a part of this need. Divine love is the only experience that is completely fulfilling. A desperate search. When we look to people for pure love, we fail. Human love is imperfect. We all have egos, flaws, attachments, and bad habits. These barriers impede our ability to manifest perfect love. When our need for unconditional love remains unmet, we get anxious and frustrated. In this frustration, we desperately seek love in all the wrong places. We end up with codependency, multiple partners, addiction, and other such bad habits. The solution lies in the transformation of human love to divine love. Purification towards perfection. We can achieve this change through a process of purification towards perfection. This requires discipline, effort, and ego reduction. It takes time and it hurts, so we are slow to enter the process. And even when we start, we resist its completion. However, this is the purpose of life. We are here to learn how to love unconditionally. Until we begin transforming human to divine love, there will be restlessness, frustration, and dissatisfaction. To eliminate this unnecessary suffering, we must expand and perfect our love until it is unqualified. Until then, we cannot realize the core drive. Start with your current relationships. We can use our current relationships as a starting place. In our lives, we give and receive love in a variety of roles, including parent, child, sibling, co-worker, friend, neighbor, or romantic partner. In the daily grind of these relationships, problems inevitably emerge. Rather than be dismayed, we can use these as opportunities to expand and purify our love. We can do some interpersonal work to improve communication and problem solving. However, the transformation of human to divine love is ultimately about self-reform and self-mastery. It is not about others' behavior. It is about our response. Self-reform. Instead of looking to others, we bring love from within ourselves. Instead of trying to control and change others, which usually causes resistance, we can learn how to be content and comfortable inside. There's no expectation, demand, or need for others to behave in a certain way. We give love no matter what. This higher love gives complete satisfaction while setting up the condition for others to change when they can. Divine love is always inside. God's love is omnipresent, always available as the universal balm for any problem or pain. We can tap into divine love at any time. It is already within us, implanted in the bodily temple as the soul or image of God. We already have the superconscious love we are looking for. It is always inside, regardless of outer condition. Remove all traces of negativity. Through mindful introspection, we can identify any flaw that impedes the free flow of love. Then we can apply a spiritual method such as mindfulness or meditation to cultivate the love that is already there. We leave no stone unturned, working to remove all traces of negativity, however long that might take. Divine love is an experience. Most people have never experienced divine love. It is different than human love or any other experience. We cannot even imagine it until we experience it. At first, it may seem unattainable. However, we can find it by purifying and expanding our human love. When our love is strong enough, it eventually breaks into another realm described by saints, sages, and masters as ecstasy, the peace that surpasses understanding, bliss, nirvana, God. Here words fail. The love of God has to be experienced. Enter the house of love. When we cooperate with the command to love and do our work, there's a radical transformation of consciousness. God's cosmic broom sweeps away junk thoughts, harsh emotions, and restless discontent. A flowing river of healing energy gently overpowers the ego. The veil of ordinary consciousness lifts and separation ends. We enter the house of love. Here we experience light, intuitive knowledge, unfathomable stillness, and ecstatic joy. We feel safe, secure, and immortal. The feeling is exquisite. We want to stay forever, but we return to ordinary consciousness since there is more work to do. We are never the same, however. The memory of ecstatic love marks our return. One taste of divine love is addicting. Hooked for eternity, we yearn for more forever. We are willing to do whatever it takes to get more until we become pure love. Then we can return to our true home and stay forever. The Great Healer. Unconditional love is the greatest force in the universe. It breaks down the barriers and walls between us. In its presence over time, all that is not love must dissolve. It is the glue that binds together the fragments of our inner and outer lives. It eliminates anxiety, distrust, depression, indifference, apathy, frustration, and anger. It harmonizes our relationships and all of the events of our lives. Endless variety. Everyone has a uniquely individual love story. There's no end to love's variety as it plays through each of our stories, leading us through trials to higher ground. As the story unfolds, we discover love is the means and the end, the way and the goal. The teacher of love calls. We see the teacher of love calling us to cultivate compassion in response to all of the events in our lives. Every scene, every moment is a lesson from God, beckoning us to join her in her temple of love and compassion. Love is a law. Every person and thing is a window through which we can see God. When we are in love, the universe reveals its secret truths and hidden magic. Love is the mother of the universe, the healer of healers, the power of powers. It can transform any problem into knowledge and wisdom. It gives us the necessary traction to move through our barriers. It is the healing force that can change the world. When we are in love, everything falls into place. Love is the only religion. Where there is love, there is God. This is the law of love. It works every time. You can prove this to yourself through direct personal experience in the test tube of life. Following are some techniques to help you do this work. Techniques. Omnipresent love. We live in an infinite ocean of pure love, an actual field of indivisible, perfect energy. We are in it, and it is in us. It permeates every cell of our bodies, every atom, and all space. In ordinary states of consciousness, however, we do not feel it. Our ego, pain, and problems cause us to feel separate from this field of omnipresent love. The universal balm for any pain or problem. Although we feel separate, we can access love and use it as the universal balm for any pain or problem. Following are some exercises that can help us connect to that love. By practicing these and other exercises, we can prove to ourselves that love is the most powerful force in our lives. The first exercise is called Burning Karma in the Fire of Love. The fire of love is strong enough to move us through any barrier if we love God with all of our heart, mind, might, and soul, and if we love our neighbors as ourselves. To make love an active force in your life, follow these 7 steps. Introspect, invoke, affirm, visualize, serve, repeat, transform. 1. Introspect. Following is a partial list of barriers that interfere with our ability to give and receive love. See if you can recognize which of these have a negative effect in your life. At any point during your day, mindfully identify any obstacle that interferes with your ability to love. Here are some examples. The restless mind, highly reactive emotions, excessive material desire, attachments, and bad habits, hyperactivity, fear of being alone, too dependent on others, physical pain, the ego and narcissism, unskillful pain management, denial of problems, character flaws, negative attitudes, feeling unworthy, guilty, ashamed, and self-hatred, feeling rejected, abandoned, and humiliated, hatred, prejudice such as judging others by their role, body, personality, age, race, religion, sexual identity, nationality, economic class, or disability, indifference or boredom, fixed false religious beliefs, fear of the unknown and death, and other painful problems. 2, invoke. Invoke the presence of God's love. It is always available inside, outside, and everywhere as the universal balm for any pain or problem. 3, affirm. Practice the following affirmations. Love is the most powerful force in life. I am in the ocean of love. I am all of the qualities in the spiritual alphabet. The God of love is one. The polarizing forces of hatred, conflict, and frustration cannot touch her. Merge with that love and let it dissolve your problem. 4, visualize. Visualize love in your heart as a flame of light. Now, visualize the love light spreading to every cell in your body, to all people, nations, creatures, and ultimately to all creation. Picture the love light melting every barrier and feel that love burn up all that is not love, inside, outside, and everywhere. 5, serve. When you practice this exercise, your expanded and purified love saturates your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Small acts of gentle, humble service are the natural result. You can give that love in every action to all whom you meet. Repeat. We are either in love or something else. Something else is a large category filled with all kinds of problems that do not go away so easily. When anything shows up that is not love, repeat steps 1 through 5 until you become love itself. This is a lifelong project. Do not give up. Persevere in practice. The reward is great. 7. Transform. The reward is ever-increasing soul qualities such as contentment, harmony, and strength. When our love is strong enough, it eventually breaks into the peace that surpasses understanding, pure light, and ecstatic joy. The next exercise is called Expanding Love in Meditation. We do not love everybody all of the time, but God does. We can improve our ability to love by communing with God in the stillness of meditation. Review the technique for meditation described in Chapter 17. Now you can practice the following exercise. 1. Meditation. 2. Stillness. 3. Prayer. 4. Purification and expansion. 5. Action. 6. Repetition. 1. Meditation. Practice your meditation technique. Bring in as much stillness as you can. 2. Stillness. The ever-increasing stillness bred of meditation brings the body and mind to a state of deep peace and relaxation. When you stop superficial thought and immerse in stillness, relax and feel the peace. Do not think. In this state of opened, quiet receptivity, love qualities grow, the ego reduces, and problems burn up. In the stillness of deep meditation, think of the people in your life who are difficult to love. Include family, friends, neighbors, colleagues, strangers, even enemies. Place them and yourself in a bouquet. Offer the bouquet to God. 3. Prayer. Now commune with your higher power, seeking healing for yourself and others. Speaking to God in the language of your heart, you might say something like this. Lord, purify and expand my love. I cannot do it. You can. You know I don't love these people. I know that you do. I need your help, grace, and blessing. Create a space large enough in me to hold all. Eliminate all the barriers that are in me that impede the flow of your infinitely compassionate, all-understanding love. 4. Purification and expansion. Relax, stay open, wait, and be patient. In stillness, you will experience your connection to the actual source of infinite love. Feel that love surround, feed, permeate, saturate, and purify every cell and fiber of your being. Visualize that love expanding to include your troubled relationships, your family, friends, all people, and all of creation. Bathe in the sacred healing pool of love for as long as you can. Here, soul qualities replace all traces of negativity. 5. Action. When you come out of meditation, bring your expanded and purified love to all you meet. Send affirmations of love and kindness to your friends, families, strangers, and enemies. Let your generosity flow in every direction and in all interactions. Help everybody. 6. Repeat. In meditation, ego and problems burn up and soul qualities expand. This is a lifelong process. Repeat this process of purification and expansion until love is all there is. The next exercise is called Loving Everyone Equally. We place people in categories according to their roles in life: body type, age, race, religion, nationality, sexual identity, educational level, and economic class. We are attracted to some, repelled by others, and indifferent to the rest. In the spiritual world, everyone is equal. No one is above or below another. We can work against attraction, repulsion, and indifference by giving love freely and equally to all. We cannot get to God otherwise, because this is where she lives. 1. Observe. Observe what qualities attract and repel you. Notice how personality, body type, age, clothes, weight, size, race, religion, sexual identity, or nationality determine whether you are attracted, repelled, or indifferent. 2. Try the following affirmations. I treat each person as God in disguise. I respond to every person with even-minded love. I bow to the image of God within you. I bow to the manifestation of Divine Mother before me right now. I serve the manifestation of the Divine Mother before me right now. I see the face of God in every face. I see the Cosmic Mother in every face. I see the Cosmic Mother everywhere. 3. Repeat. Repeat this technique until you can give your love equally to all people. The next exercise is called 30 Ways to Practice Love. 1. Introspection. Avoid criticism and judgment of others. Instead, work at being a better person by reforming yourself. When you become critical of others, tell your mind to be quiet. Instead of judging them, work to reform yourself by cultivating love. 2. The Golden Rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. 3. Understanding. Slow down and go deep. Think about others. Try to understand why people do what they do. 4. Awareness. Be aware and sensitive to the needs of others. 5. Compassion. Have compassion for others when they make mistakes, just as you would have in return. 6. Self-control. Learn to cool off your own emotions so you do not spread pain to other people in acts of unkindness or aggression. 7. Peace. Cultivate peace, the platform upon which love is built. 8. Joy. Cultivate love, the platform upon which joy is built. 9. Relationship. Be an unconditional friend. Friendship is a way to cement love in our relationships. 10. Wisdom. Concentrate on the thoughts of saints and sages. Bring their wisdom into your life. 11. Spiritual practice. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is within. To find love inside, practice mindfulness, meditation, and the presence of God. 12. Solitude. Learn how to be alone. 13. Balance. Balance stillness and meditation with activity and service. 14. Prayer. Send affirmations of love and kindness to others during prayer. 15. Listen. Open your receptor sites. Reflect on what others are going through. 16. Surrender. Accept that which you cannot change with deep serenity. 17. Equality. Understand your true position, equality with all people. 18. Accountability. Identify and transform bad habits, destructive emotions, excessive material desires, and the sly tricks of the ego, all of which disrupt your ability to love. 19. Spaciousness. Create enough room inside to hold others in all of their folly. Understanding creates more space. This does not mean we accept negative behavior. We need to set limits when others violate our boundaries. We can set outer limits and create inner space at the same time. 20. Boundaries. Love includes protection. The bottom line is safety for self and others. We defend the boundary of love by setting limits. 21. Service. Work against selfishness by thinking about how to improve your love and service a little bit more each day. Connecting to others through service promotes healing. 22. Concentration. When we do not listen carefully, we are not in love. A calm, focused mind, repaired and healed by meditation and mindfulness, helps us understand. 23. Intimacy. Love is holding on. Distance and detachment can be an excuse to avoid the suffering of intimacy. True learning occurs in the trenches. How else can we correct our flaws if not in the daily grind of relationships? 24. Detachment. Love is letting go. Clinging and enmeshment stunt our growth. 25. Oneness. God is one. Love is one. Live as though there is only one person here. 26. Soul qualities. Love is all of the spiritual qualities. If we cultivate any spiritual quality, love grows. 27. Pain management. We need to work with and through our pain to expand and purify our love. The interconnection to love and safety can only come if we face all of our troubles. Our suffering leads to inner strength and wisdom if we endure with courage. 28. Open. You love best when you are relaxed, open, listening, and empathic. 29. Communication. With good communication, we solve our problems, everything falls into place. And 30. Learn. Learning to love is a lifelong process. Next is an affirmation entitled The Way to Superconscious Love. I am here to bring out love and the love of other people. I do not do this by working on others, I do this by working on myself. Love is about self-reform and self-mastery. It's not about other people's behavior, it's about how I respond to them. I do not worry about others. I do not expect or need others to behave in a certain way. I do not try to get love from others. This is what makes me vulnerable. I find love within myself and give it to others. This is what makes me strong. In the end, I am love itself, and I can give only that. Free and content no matter the outer condition. This is the way to superconscious love. Points to remember. Confusing spirituality boils down to a very simple principle. Love. Follow love and everything will fall into place. The command to love is at the very center of every great tradition. We are to love, serve, and give. We are here to learn how to take the high ground of understanding, compassion, and forgiveness, even when treated poorly. In your heart of hearts, you are love itself. The command to love is crystal clear. We are to love God with all of our heart, mind, might, and soul, and our neighbor as ourselves. Nothing is excluded. When something other than love surfaces, it has to go. There are no exceptions or exclusions. This makes it both easy and hard. It is easy because the mission is absolutely clear, and hard because there is much within that must be eliminated. In response to any problem, we can cultivate love. This gives us the necessary traction to move through any barrier. This is the law of love. It works every time. We can prove it through practice. We need the ego to establish ourselves in the world, but at some point, we need to reduce the ego, think more about others and less about ourselves. When we look for love on the outside, we are vulnerable. We may or may not get it. We already have what we need. When we learn how to love within ourselves, we are in a position of strength. We can use love continuously as a powerful healing force in our lives. God is the love that was there in the beginning and will be there in the end. It embraces all people, creatures, and creation. It is the cohesive force that holds everything together. The love of God is here, unconditionally embracing, understanding, and forgiving no matter what we have done. We come from, live in, and ultimately return to her love. We can get that love in meditation and give it to all who cross our paths. Our bodies, personality, race, education, religion, sexual identity, status, role, flaws, problems, mistakes, and illness are but costumes disguising our true identity. Underneath all of these layers and identifications is the true self, the image of God, the image of the Buddha, the image of love. We are love itself. Selflessness is selfish since it gives the best feeling. Serenity, sweetness of speech, and compassion and acts of kindness are healing powers. For inspiration, we can go to church, synagogue, or mosque, listen to sermons, participate in rituals, sing, chant, meditate, and practice mindfulness. Then we need to translate our inspiration into acts of loving-kindness and service. Every action is worship if done in love. When we make an effort to bring more love and kindness into the world, no matter how the world treats us, we are making progress. We can spiritualize our moments by adding love or any other healing quality to those moments. To love God is to love love itself. Love is built on truth. There can be no deception to self or others. God reduces her almighty power to a sweet, tender, gentle love. She gives me that. I give that in return. We cannot get to God's love with words. He is in the stillness. When we go there and come back, we find words inadequate to describe it. Divine love is a place, an experience, a vibration. Words can only point the way. You have to go there. Love is the only engine of survival. Leonard Cohen. Dance me to the end of love. Leonard Cohen. To get to higher love, we must surrender the ego and what we know and go through hoops of fire. There may be times when it feels like nothing and nobody is there to help. Some have to experience terror at the abyss to get to omniscient love. It's all about love. Start your climb. Affirmations. I express God's sweet, gentle love to all I meet. I'm not seeking love from you. I am in love. No matter how the world treats me, I respond with love and kindness. I live, move, and have my being in love. Love permeates every atom, cell, and molecule of my being. Love is the guiding force of my evolving story. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. Love is greater than any pain. Love burns karma, mine, yours, ours. Love, love, only love. I love God, others, and myself completely and unconditionally. I am a part of everything because I love. A boundless love watches over me through all of life's experiences. I respond to cruelty with kindness. I respond to harsh words with sweetness of speech. I send love and kindness to those who hurt me. I act in kindness to those passed up by others. Warmth is the word of the day. God loves me as I am, but too much to leave me there. I love myself as I am, but too much to leave me there. I channel every word and act through warmth and gentleness. Show me the problem. I show you the love. Love plus intelligence equals God, equals wisdom. I receive the love of God. I give the love of God. Love does not keep score. Love, love, only love. Love, love, only love. Exercises. What is the command to love? What is the difference between human love and God's love? Name the barriers that inhibit your ability to give and receive love. Describe and practice the following techniques: burning karma in the fire of love, expanding love in meditation, love everyone equally. The creative intelligence of love is unlimited. There's no end to the variety of ways that people can give and receive love. Review and practice the 30 ways to love. What would you add to the list? Love is both intimate and detached, as described in number 23 and 24 in the list of 30 ways to love. There is a time for both. For example, a mother protects her child fiercely, but she must also let the child go. Can you think of some other examples? Love is the ultimate beacon through the fog of ego and suffering. We need the beacon. What images of love give you inspiration or attraction? What methods and qualities do you use to stay in love when reality is harsh? Notice the endless variety of ways that people give and receive love throughout the day.